Shabbos HaGodol, Tovshin Ayin Tes. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tov Lamed says, Shabbos Shelefnei HaPesach Koyin Oisei Shabbos HaGodol Mipnei HaNeis Shenaseh Boi. Because the Neis Godol that Klal Yisrael were Mesugol to be able to be Shoichet the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim without the Mitzrayim stopping them, which was on Yud Nisan, which was on a Shabbos. So it's called Shabbos HaGodol. There's a minig that the Rav says a drosha, and maybe that's why it's called Shabbos HaGodol. The Shibuli Haleket writes, because the Olam comes home late from shul because of the drosha. Although in a lot of shuls, the drosha is in the afternoon at 4:30, because Shulchan Aruch, it's Simin Tof Lamed, is 4:30. The pasuk says in Yeshayah, "Va'oisi yoim yoim yidroishun," and there's a remez that there are 2 days that there are supposed to be drushes, Shabbos Shuva and Shabbos HaGodol. And it says, "El molei shomru b'nei Yisrael shtei shabbosos there would be nigal." What's the 2 shabbosos? Shabbos Shuva, which is a bechin of Yira before Yom Kippur, and Shabbos HaGodol, which is a bechin of Ava before Pesach. If they would be shomer on those 2 shabbosos, that would be enough. It's Yiduah, there's a story from Rav Naftali Mirapshitz. He once said a drosha of Shabbos HaGodol, it was a bit in Yonim of Moyes Chitin. He said, the minig is to say a stira in Rambam, and then answer up the stira in the Rambam. So he says, the stira is, on one end, the Rambam says, in Hilchis Chometz Matzah, that there's a chiv of Matzah, and Dalet Koisis, and Sudas Yomtif, and it costs a lot of money, and there are people that don't have. And Mitzad Sheni, there's a Rambam, and the first Rambam, that there's an Isser Gneva. How do you stim the 2 things if a person doesn't have? And he was hinting that the Olam should understand that there's a way to fire and for the Rambam. There's many interesting pshatim in the Poiskim and in the Nosei Kelim why it's called Shabbos HaGodol. A lot of them are often art over here in Simin Tov Lamed. But there are some very interesting ones in the Haggadah from Reb Chaim Palagi. He brings fascinating different ideas. One of them I saw is interesting. He says, there's a Tshuvas Radvaz that clears if a person's in jail and he has to go out and they're going to give him 1 day where he's allowed to go out free. Should he right away take the opportunity the next day that he has an opportunity, even if it's Stamazai or a regular Tuesday? Or should he wait to a special day that he can go out, such as Yom Kippur or Purim? That's the 2 days that he picks as a dogma. Says Reb Chaim Palagi, based on this Radvaz, so Shabbos HaGodol has all those bechinas. Shabbos HaGodol, first of all, is Shabbos. Not the 2, it has the bechin of Yom Kippur, Mishchu, Kchu Lochem Tzoin, which is the inyan of Nituk from Avodah Zarah, which is the mile of Yom Kippur. And it also has the inyan of Purim, the inyan of the Pirsum HaNeis, of the Neis HaGodol that happened. So on all fronts, that's why it's a Shabbos HaGodol. This very interesting pshat. How taka was Klal Yisrael Misugal to be able to shech the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim? Hali, that was the whole mahus of the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, and they were the bechin of Avodim, tachas the Mitzrim. How did they have the tu'uza? How did they have the koyach? How were they not frightened? So there's a pshat, because Yosef HaTzadok already, years before in Mitzrayim, it says, U'tvoyach tevach v'hochein. U'tvoyach tevach v'hochein, Yosef already made a tchila, a shoirish, in this inyan that you can shech the seh. And by Yosef putting that into the Shoirish in Mitzrayim, that's how the Yidden years later were able to. There's a similar Nakuda. It says in the end of Parshas Vayigash that Yosef HaTzadik made a rule when everyone was buying food from him. He said, V'hoye batvois unesatim chamishes leparoi v'arba hayodas yilachem lezera hasodeh. He made a klal that you only have to give 1/5 to paroi. So the Chido writes, and others talk about this concept, the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 430 years. And that's 430 years of Koishi Hashibud. What's 430? Yeah, Simin Tov Lamed, 430. What's the inyan of 430? 430 is the inyan that Midas Adin is Elikim. Elikim is 86. Also Kois. Kois is also 86. 430 is 86 times 5. They were supposed to be 5 yodos, 5 measurements of Koishi Hashibud in Mitzrayim. How many years were they tak in Mitzrayim? They were 210. But how many years of Koishi Hashibud? It's before there was only 86 years of Koishi Hashibud. So they were supposed to have 430 years of Koshi Yeshibut. And really, they only had 86. You know why? Because Yosef originally said, when you're going to have to pay up the para, you only have to give a fifth. The same Yosef that made the Sheirish of the Tvoyech Tevach V'Hochein, which gave them the power to Shech the Korban Pesach. Similarly, Yosef made this rule, you only have to give one-fifth. So therefore, even though they were in Mitzrayim for 400, they were supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 430 years, but they were only there for 86 years. And 86 is only one kois. That's why we drink arba koisos, connected to four koisos that we weren't. Kois times four is 344. That was the years that we were supposed to be in Mitzrayim. Vayi b'shalach, b'shalach. With the Oisius is Gematria 344. They were sent out four Kaisis earlier. That's why we drink the four Kaisis. Another Pshat I saw from Ratzi Pesach Frank. He brings, what's the Pshat? It's called Shabbos HaGodol. The Medrash says that Be'emes Paroi, Moshe Rabbeinu, Paroi already gave the Yidden one day off, and Moshe Rabbeinu had suggested him that it should be Shabbos. But when the Yidden had Shabbos off, it went on the Goyish Cheshbin, that first is the day and then is the night. When was the switch over? When did Klal Yisrael switch that now they do like a year, the night, and then the day? So Pesach Frank wants to say it happened by Yud Nisan. By this Shabbos, when now they have to feel like a Yid, they have to do Bikur and bring the carbon 4 days earlier to prepare the carbon, so they have to feel already like a Yid. So in this Shabbos, it was a turnover. So it was a very long Shabbos. It was a 36-hour Shabbos. It started off on the Goyish Cheshbon, and then Fakir as the Yidden, it first starts at night, and it lengthened, and that's why it was a Shabbos HaGodol, because the transition when they switched over to a Yiddish calendar was by Shabbos HaGodol. Alternatively, there are those that say that no, that this transition when the Yidden started counting the days from the day and not the night, that the night heralds in the new day, was Mamish on Pesach itself. I once wanted to say, that's the pshat. On one hand, we know the Torah says Mefurish that Bal Yiroh and Bal Yimatz is only Shivas Yomim. Shivas Yomim lo Yiroh. And the Rambam Mefurish says the din of Bal Yiroh is Shivas Yomim. But there are the Yukim in the Rambam that the din of Bal Yiroh already starts from Chatzos of Erev Pesach. And it's a big tumult in the Achroinim. How could it be? The Rambam says Mefurish Bal Yiroh is only for 7 days. How could it be that he starts it from Chatzos of Erev Pesach? So you can say a pshat because the same way in Western civilization, the day starts at midnight. And there are some places maybe that it starts in the morning. By Klal Yisrael, it starts at the beginning of the night. In Mitzrayim, it started at midday. That was the Ikar. Be'etzem Hayoy Mazeh. The midday is when it started. So, Erev Pesach, Chatzos, we Fezach still in the old school way, the way the Mitzrayim did. And then we switch over and become Yidden, and then we talk Fezach like a Yid, that we have the Cheshbon. So, Be'emes, it's 7 days, Bal Yiroh 7 days, but that's not a steer that the Bal Yiroh starts already from Chatzos of Erev Pesach, because the Chatzos of Erev Pesach starts the 7 days as a Mitzri. That's what the Mitzvah Shechesh was, that when we go through Pesach, we transform into a Yid, and we go with the Yiddish Shechesh. That's why many of the Dinim of Pesach Be'etzim start already at Chatzos of Yudalad Nisan. Shulchan Aruch continues there in Siman Tav Lamed. The minig is to say the Haggadah by Mincha from Tchilas Avodah Mayinu ad L'chaper al Kol Avoyneseinu. Now, that means we say in the Haggadah up till L'chaper al Kol Avoyneseinu means till the memory of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel Oymer. So, it's Yedua. I was clarifying interesting Nakuda. It's Yedua that there's a Machlekes Rishonim. Rabbi Gamliel Oymer kol shloi omer shloi shadvarim elu ba-Pesach lo yotze yidei chayvasoi. Yesh lachkor. Means you're not yotze the mitzvah of Sipur, because the chelik of the din Sipur is to mention the matzah, the maror, and the Pesach. Oh no, Rabbi Gamliel is not talking about the Sipur. Rabbi Gamliel is talking about the dinim of Pesach, matzah, and maror. That the Pesach, you're not yotze unless you explain the reason for it. The matzah, you're not yotze until you say the reason for it, and the chen the maror. Now, l'chayra, one could have declared, you have a achrot to the chakira. And again, there are rice, gedolus in the rishonim, l'kan or l'kan, if Rabbi Gamliel is a din in the Sipur or a din in the mitzvahs. L'chayra, from the fact that we don't say Rabbi Gamliel on Shabbos HaGadol, would be a riot. It's a din of the mitzvahs. Because if it's a din of the Haggadah, so then say it. It's, why do we stop? But then I was thinking, Efshir punkt fakert. So you do what the Bir Halacha brings already, half an art here, from the Goyin, that the Goyin was not knowing to say the Haggadah. Because we say in the Haggadah, Yochel Mibayoyim, and therefore it's preferable not to say the Haggadah until Leil Pesach Mamish. You should learn the Oymik of the Haggadah, but not Mamish say the Haggadah, Yochel Mibayoyim, Tamalay Mibayemu. So I'm clearing maybe Pung Faket. Even those that have the minig of the Ramah, that do say the Haggadah. But Abba Emes, you really shouldn't be. So the same way, you're not supposed to eat matzah, l'mashal. So we say, we have people have a minute not to eat matzah from Purim, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but certainly Erev Pesach, you don't eat matzah. But maybe matzah that you're not yoytze the chiyuv with, maybe you could eat. Similarly, Haggadah, we want to say the Haggadah, but we want to be choshesh for the goyin's shita. So we make sure to leave out one very ma'akev nekuda from the Haggadah, Rama Gamliel. Because punkt vakeh, Rama Gamliel is a din in the Haggadah. And you're not yoytze Haggadah if you don't say Rama Gamliel. Therefore, on Shabbos Haggadah, on one hand, we want to say the Haggadah, but we want to make sure that we're madgish, that we're not being yoytze literally the Haggadah. The way is that it should be that we don't say the Rama Gamliel. There's another nekuda why it's called Shabbos Hagadol is because in the Haftorah of Shabbos Hagadol we say Hine Anoichi Shileich Lachem Esliyo Hanovi Lifnei Boyim Hashem Hagadol VaAnoira, and we say VeHeishiv LeAvoi Salbonim VeLeiv Bonim Al Avois, that we want that the Besura of the Geula Taka should come, and that's also why it's called Shabbos Hagadol, because everyone becomes bar mitzvah. We become a chayiv in mitzvahs. The concept of bar mitzvah happened when Klal Yisrael was oile legedula, and they became gedolim, and each one was taking achrayis on the other one. V'heishiv leiv avos al bonim, v'leiv bonim al avosam, and be'ezer Hashem, we should be zoicha to the geula v'mehera v'yameinu.